Mojo News would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land where this radio show is being created and pay our respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging. Hi, I'm your host, Vandad, and this is Mojo Radio, bringing you the most important news of the week. Starting with politics, the federal government has launched an inquiry into COVID-19 response by states, territories, and governments. Prime Minister Albanese said the inquiry will focus on key areas such as vaccination, health supplies, financial support, and other governance mechanisms during the pandemic. The inquiry will not have the same powers as a royal commission, and state and territory lockdowns and border closures are going to be omitted. The Victorian government announced sweeping changes in the real estate industry in an effort to make buying and renting houses more affordable. These changes include a 7.5% levy on short-stay accommodation providers such as Airbnb and Stays, taking effect from 2025. The revenue collected from these taxes will fund social and affordable housing across the state. Victorian Premier Dan Andrews called this tax reform a step forward.
I don't expect everybody to think this is, to be supportive of this, but it is a very important step forward. And why is it happening now? Well, because frankly, 10 years ago, we didn't have 36,000 properties unavailable for the medium and long-term lease market.
Thousands marched across Australia on September 17 to support yes in the upcoming Voice to Parliament referendum. In Melbourne, approximately 20,000 people rallied from State Library to the Federation Square. Federal Aboriginal Australians Minister Linda Burney addressed the crowd at Federation Square, calling the referendum on October 14 a historic moment and asked Australians to vote yes. In international politics, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called the UN Security Council ineffective in securing world peace due to Russia having veto power. As the UN General Assembly is taking place in New York this week, the UN Security Council held a special meeting about Ukraine, where Zelensky suggested Moscow should be stripped off its veto right as a punishment for invading Ukraine. In science and technology, Elon Musk's brain chip company, Neuralink, announced it will start trialing brain implants for physical patients soon. This comes after Neuralink received approval from an independent review board for a trial of brain implants for paralysis patients. The surgery will be conducted with the aid of robots. Musk says Neuralink's brain implants could treat conditions such as obesity, autism, and depression in the near future. The Bureau of Meteorology has announced that Australia is now facing an El Niño climate pattern. El Niño is a climate pattern that is considered one of the key drivers of global warming. In Australia, it is expected to result in an increased risk of drought, bushfires, heat waves, and coral bleaching. George R.R. Martin and other well-known writers sued OpenAI over copyright infringement. The Game of Thrones writer is among 17 writers, including John Grisham and Jodi Picoult, who have launched a lawsuit against OpenAI for systematic theft on a mass scale. OpenAI's most famous software, ChatGPT, launched earlier this year and has become one of the world's most popular generative AI applications. And in sports, the AFL preliminary finals will be played in Melbourne and Brisbane this week, with four teams trying to get into the grand final. Carlton will face Brisbane Lions, while Collingwood will have a home game against Greater Western Sydney at the MCG. Last week, Carlton beat Melbourne Demons in a dramatic match with only one goal, setting the teams apart. And that is all for today. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, please log on to our website, mojonews.com.au.